Next year's presidential election is on the minds of many people attending the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, convention in downtown Milwaukee. Up to 20,000 people from across the country are expected to attend the four-day event. Many of the workshops are focused on political activism. WUWM's Marty Michelson stopped by the Wisconsin Center and talked to some delegates about issues that concern them.
The convention is just getting underway, and dozens of people are lined up to register for morning sessions. Linda Chavez traveled here from Austin, Texas. She says several issues are weighing on her mind.
Healthcare, immigration, and economic development. Those are the top three with me, and of course, the census, the 2020 count. And we're very concerned as to what's going on with the administration right now.
Chavez says she's pleased that the U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled it would be unconstitutional for President Trump's administration to include a question about immigration status on the census form. But now she's worried about Trump's threat to use executive power to overrule the high court.
It scares a lot of the people, especially in Texas. It's a border state, so all our border states have a lot of immigrants. And they're not going to feel comfortable filling out a questionnaire that asks them about their legal status. They're not going to feel comfortable, and we're not going to have an accurate count.
Another person here is Federico Garza of San Benito, Texas. He served during Vietnam and says he's concerned about immigration too, especially among veterans.
Veterans who have not gone through the citizenship process, and then they get an issue, they have a PTSD problem. Instead of trying to take care of that issue, they deport them. And those are the things we're trying to prevent. So
Garza says he hopes to learn at the convention ways to get more people in his community politically involved. Fermin Dorado traveled to LULAC from El Paso, Texas, and says the number one issue on his mind is the situation at the border of Mexico. Thousands of people have been seeking asylum from Central American countries, and there are reports that detention centers in border towns are overflowing. Dorado says one of the centers is located in a neighboring town, and it breaks his heart to see families separated.
The United States has been a country of immigrants, and I know that the United States has all the right to defend its border, and I agree with that. But I think we need to do it with dignity and humanity.
Dorado says he hopes the convention will teach him ways for Latino communities to climb the economic ladder. Christina Garcia of Dallas says she's happy that the event is being held in Wisconsin, the home of Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, chair of the Homeland Security Committee. She says she hopes Johnson hears their message.
Step up. Step up to Trump. And we see him doing a little bit of that on social media. On social media, you see some people kind of attacking immigrants, and he's come to their defense minimally. But we need him to come to their defense at the national level, in the Senate, as the chair of the security team, the Homeland Security Committee. We need him to do more.
Garcia says she hopes Johnson can stop a bill recently introduced by Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, which would extend a child's stay at a detention center from 20 days to 100 days. The convention culminates tonight with a town hall featuring some of the Democratic presidential candidates, including Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Julian Castro, and Beto O'Rourke. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.